Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Royce in Texas is calling in with a brick question. What can we help you with?
Yes, my house is on pier and beams, and it's shifting, and I have some small cracks in the brick, like half inch to three-quarter inch wide in some spots, and I was wondering the best way to seal those, if mortar mix would be a good way to seal, or if I should use something else.
So cracks in the brick are generally repairable with silicone caulk. You don't want to use mortar because if you do, what's going to happen is the mortar will freeze and fall out. If you have any type of damage to masonry, you generally want to use a silicone caulk or an epoxy patching compound if it's big enough and you can trowel it in.
Okay, an epoxy patching compound.
That's mm-hmm. right, an epoxy compound. You can buy that at a home center or hardware store.
It's called EPOXY?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's what sticks to concrete or brick. And will be permanent and won't fall out.
Oh, okay. And you just put that in like with a trowel or something?
That's correct, Royce.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, but if it's just a hairline crack or maybe open an eighth of an inch, I would just caulk that and use silicone for that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Royce. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.